Aimun. So this camp is for until next Sunday, and there will be many interesting programs. Don't worry about that, okay? Don't have any fears, you will get bored. You will never know how the time will pass. You are going to learn something which you don't learn in schools. Something about Krishna. Because there was a little boy like you all, 5-year-old, his name was Prahlad. So because he knew about God, knew about Krishna, Krishna helped him so much. So you don't learn about Krishna in the school, you learn here. Not only learn, people will be learning with fun. Okay? So, I hand over mic to His Holiness, Srila Bhaktiraghava Swami Maharaj, and wish you a happy coming week. Everybody say with me loudly, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
It's not loud enough, please. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare! We thank also Jagan Prabhu and Pushpa Mataji coming all the way.
Summer camps many other young boys and young girls, sometimes for the first time coming to temple, for the first time attending a summer camp. So we are very happy to see all of you here this morning. I was fortunate to attend at least the first day of a summer camp a few years ago. As was explained by our temple president a few minutes ago, Sahabi Guru, for the next 8 days, for the next Sunday, there will be different activities, and this is a very, very wonderful opportunity, very nice opportunity for all of you to know a little bit more, to hear about Krishna, to learn some bhajan, some songs, something that you can remember after you leave. It is nicely explained that when we are young body, when we are young in age, that is very good time, ideal time to learn and to remember, especially in connection with Krishna consciousness. One of the most important songs that you will learn and that you can remember and that you should practice for your whole life. See, what you will learn here, as mentioned by our president, usually not so much you will learn in school. So this is like a special school or a special opportunity. The most important song you will be learning is about Krishna. So there's a very special way in which we are chanting this Hare Krishna. And I would just like to take 2 minutes before what will happen is that the younger boys and girls in a few minutes, they will go to another place where we'll have special activity, and the older children will be staying here. But for everyone, I just want to, when we chant Hare Krishna chanting actually very, very special. It is very special. Why? Because we are able to connect directly with Krishna. We are reaching out. Just like if you want to take some apple from apple tree, you must, because sometimes apple is very high. You have to reach out, isn't it? So in the same way, when we chant Hare Krishna, we are reaching out. We want to catch Krishna. So how to catch? We want to catch Krishna with both hands, not only one hand. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we request all the young boys and young girls to practice reaching out. Chanting means to reach out. So all together we can practice this reaching out to Krishna. I request everyone to raise your hands very high, very, very high. Try to touch the ceiling. You can touch the ceiling? Oh, so far. So everyone, keep your hands very high, and then repeat after me. Very, very loudly. Keeping your hands high. Quote, as close to the ceiling as possible. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Hare, Hare!
Hare, Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama, Rama!
Rama, Rama!
Hare, Hare!
Hare, Hare!
you're all going to see.
So this is actually the most important chant, very, very special chant. We will explain, some of the devotees, they will explain what is the meaning of that chanting. Every day you will get an opportunity for at least a few minutes to practice this chanting. And it is something that will remain what is called an asset. Asset means something very, very valuable. You may not be able to fully understand the value of this chanting, but if you continue to practice, this is something that will be eternally and for your whole life will be something very of great value. So once again, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the parents. Some of the parents are still here. Very much appreciate the parents who are taking this wonderful opportunity to enroll in the children in our summer camp. I also would like to take this opportunity to thank Sajan Prabhu and the devotees here at our Sri Radha Govinda Temple who are responsible for organizing this camp. And any of our congregational members who are also helping for this summer camp. So now, who's supposed to go on the other side? Okay, raise your hands, those who are of the Krishna group. So all the Krishna group students can go on the other side, close to where you registered, and the other group is called the Krishna group. And the bottom group can stay here. Okay? All the Krishna group can go to the back and the back door.
How many attended
summer camp here, before regionals. Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, if you put your hands down. How many attended some other camp in some other place? 1, 2, 3, okay. About the same number. And how many have never attended any camp? Should be the majority. Yes. Okay. Very good. How many who are here have heard the story of Pralhad Maharaj? Raise your hands. How many have not heard the story of Pralhad Maharaj? Okay. So this Pralhad Maharaj story is very, very important. And even if you have heard, even if you have heard it before, it is good to recall or to remind yourselves. Because Pralhad Maharaj, he is one of the very great devotees of the Lord. And see, all of us are meant to become great devotees. What is one word that is describing great devotee, especially anyone guess in Sanskrit? Who knows Sanskrit here? You all know a little bit about Sanskrit because you're all from India. Who knows one word that is describing great devotee? Raise your hand if you think. One special word, especially, I'm looking for. I have in my mind. I want to know if you can. Yes? Loudly? To become great. Yes. So, if someone becomes great, especially great, by great we mean great devotee. Many people are great in the world, but they're not great devotees. Krishna, he wants everyone to become great devotee. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there is one special word that is describing great devotee. You should all know this. You should make a note. You have pencil? Now it's time to take out your instruments. Take out your pencil and paper. Very important word. Great devotee. Pralhad Maharaj is great devotee. There are two words you should learn this morning, at least. One is called, okay, one more time. Can anyone try to guess? Hey, you're not going to do that. We're screaming in my ear. I will give one small hint, okay? One hint to help you. Those two words both begin with M. Capital M. Raise your hand.
Mahabharat. Mahabharat.
Mahabharat. It is close because Mahabharat means the story of Bharat Varsha. India is called Bharat Varsha. But this word is very close to the two words I'm looking for. Okay, so the first, Mahatma. Mahatma. Write down. Mahatma. say with your hands. Mahatma, you write down. Mahatma means great devotee. This word Mahatma we find in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatma stamam patamma daivim patridim astutaha paranti ananda manaso kyanvaludhagamantiyam. Mahatma stamam patam, Krishna explaining to Arjuna about Mahatma. Great devotee, or actually Mahatma means great soul. Maha means great and Atma means soul. You write down. Maha means great and Atma means soul. Mahatma. So Mahatma means great devotee. Who is a great devotee of the Lord? Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj. How old was Prahlad Maharaj? 5 years old. Means, how many of you are 5 years old or more? More than that. Prahlad Maharaj became a great devotee at the age of 5. So anyone who is 5 or more means you can become like Prahlad Maharaj. What is another name, another word that also describes Mahatma and great soul? It is called Mahajana. Mahajana. M-A-H-A-J-A-N-A. You write down. Mahajana. Mahajana. What is Maha means great, like in Mahatma, and Jana means person. Person. So these are two very important words. It is also mentioned, Mahatma Dinadara Sabantaha, that one should follow in the footsteps of Mahajana. So Prahlad Maharaj is Mahajana. Great person, great soul, great devotee. So, why is Prahlad Maharaj great soul? Who can say why Prahlad Maharaj is great soul? Because he's chanting Hare Krishna. Simple. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna becomes slowly, gradually, great soul. So this Prahlad Maharaj, he is example for all young people. Sometimes I visit different countries. One country I visit is called Indonesia. Indonesia. Do you know where Indonesia is? Who knows where Indonesia is? What is one country close to Indonesia?
Australia.
Australia. Actually, yes. Yes. Another country close to Indonesia? Don't say anything. Malaysia. Malaysia. Another country? Singapore, very good. We have a couple of experts in geography here. Singapore. Another country? Thailand, yes. All very close. Cambodia, Thailand. What is a very popular place in Indonesia? Bali. Bali. How many islands in Indonesia? Start counting. No, don't start because you must start. Too many islands. At least 14,000 islands. 14,000 islands. So, on one of those islands, there is one youth hostel. The name of the island is called Sumatra. Sumatra, very big island. It is very close, touching Malaysia. On that island, we have some devotees. They are all students, like you, but maybe a little bit older. They are going to college at the university. And the name of their youth hostel is called Pralad Kunti. Pralad and Kunti. Pralad for the boys and Kunti for the girls. Pralad and son. So this word Pralad is very, very popular and very important. We have many wonderful things to learn from Pralad Maharaj. Sometimes we call Pralad Bhakta Pralad. When he is very young, he is Bhakta Pralad. But when Pralad became older, he became King Pralad Maharaj. Yes. So Pralad, who knows what is the name of Pralad's father? Yes, Hiranyakashipu. Now I have a very difficult question. Who likes to answer difficult questions? So this very difficult question. What actually Hiranyakashipu, that is Pralad Maharaj's father's name. Don't answer all at one time. What is the meaning of Hiranyakashipu? There's two meanings. Okay, one second. There are two meanings because the word is actually divided into two. Hiranya and Kashipu. Hiranya and Kashipu. Somebody has their hands up? Yeah. You stand up, please. You say one meaning. Not more loud, loudly. What is that?
Same
like
God.
Same like God. Hiranyakashipu means same like God. Sina. No. So, what is the meaning of Hiranya? What is that?
Deer.
Deer. Deer. Deer.
Or in Hindi.
See, that's a problem in India, that sometimes the word has many meanings. Hiranya, you should write down Hiranyakashipu. You write down Hiranyakashipu, father of Pralad. So, Hiranya, under the word Hiranyakashipu, we write Hiranya. Hiranya means gold. We call it what? Mas? In Indonesia we call it mas. Here the color is maybe gold. Come on. What is gold?
Sona.
Yeah, sona. So Hiranya means gold. And Kashipu? Kashipu, you write Kashipu? Beside Kashipu? Kashipu means anyone? They didn't give me. Means soft cushion. Soft cushion. Or pillow. Or soft bed. Kashipu. Hiranya Kashipu. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means soft cushion, soft bed. It means that the father of Pralad, he liked very much gold. And he had so much gold because he was the Raja, king. And he also liked nice soft cushion. Means he was very materialistic. What is the meaning of materialistic? What is the opposite of materialistic? Spiritual. Yes. Spiritual. Spiritual means in connection with God. In connection with Krishna. Yes. And God is Krishna. Krishna is God. So, the opposite of spirit is called matter. Materialistic means someone who is very attached to matter. Hiranyakashipu was very attached to matter, material life. So when Prahlad Maharaj was going to school, his schoolmates, what did they want to do? They wanted to play. But Prahlad, he was explaining, now that we are young, we should utilize this time to become spiritual by chanting, especially by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he gave very nice instruction to his school friends that they should chant this Mahamantra. Why Hare Krishna is called Mahamantra? What is the meaning of mantra? You know what is mantra? Huh? Raise your hand.
In?
Incarnation.
No,
incantation. Yes and no. Incantation means like sound, right? Sound vibration. But the word mantra, you write down mantra. Write down mantra. You write down Maha Mantra. Maha Mantra. So beside, then you write, underneath Maha Mantra, you write Maha. Maha means great. Great. Wonderful. Very big. Maha. And Mantra. Mantra is Sanskrit word. It means what is bringing relief to the mind. Relief to the mind. Mantra. Mantra is also two words. Man and tra. What is the meaning of man? Mind. Man is mind. So means when we chant Hare Krishna, this is very good for our mind. How many of you children want to be happy? Anyone here want to be happy? Huh? You don't want to be happy? Everybody wants to be happy. Yes. We are happy when the mind is happy. When the mind is satisfied, we are happy. So by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, because mantra means it will make the mind happy. So, who knows who is the founder, Acharya, of MISKCON Society? Let's raise your hand. Prabhupada. We say Srila Prabhupada. Write down Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Two words, Srila Prabhupada. He is the founder Acharya of ISKCON. ISKCON. Everyone knows what is the meaning of ISKCON?
International Society for Krishna.
Hey, your father is a devotee. ISKCON is very important also. ISKCON. You can write down. ISKCON. ISKCON means international, very big word, international society for Krishna. Krishna consciousness. So Sri Prabhupada, he is the founder of Acharya. What is the meaning of Acharya? Acharya. Who can say what is the meaning of Acharya? You write down Acharya also. Important word. Acharya. A C H A R Y A. Acharya. What is the meaning of Acharya? Guru. Yes. What is the meaning of Guru? Yes. So Acharya comes from one very important word, Achara. Achara.
Achara.
Achara. Achara.
Achara.
Achara. Achara. Achara. Yes. So Acharya means one who teaches by example. One who teaches by example. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj, he is also like Srila Prabhupada, teacher, teaching by example. So Srila Prabhupada, he has established this ISKCON society. Srila Prabhupada established this ISKCON society. Does anyone know where he established his ISKCON society? Where did Srila Prabhupada? Was it in Delhi, in Mumbai, or Hyderabad? Which one? Delhi. You sure? Actually, it was not in any one of those cities. Yes. True question. Where did Srila Prabhupada establish ISKCON society? Very important. Vrindavan. No. Getting closer though, going west. Starting to go west. In America. Which place in America? New York City. New York. In New York, probably when most of you were still not born. What year did Srila Prabhupada establish ISKCON? So you write down, ISKCON society established in New York. ISKCON society established in New York City. In 1966. So, Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, he is following the same example as Prahlad Maharaj. He is teaching many, many young men and young women this chanting of Hare Krishna. And because he has introduced, so therefore here in Secunderabad, I don't know, maybe some years after, also first it was in Hyderabad. Srila Prabhupada actually, we should all know that the residents of different cities are fortunate. All of you are very fortunate because Srila Prabhupada, he came to the Twin Cities. We have one place and it's close to Hyderabad in Metchal. Who knows where is Metchal? Metchal. Who knows where is Metchal? Metchal, we have one farm. One farm, some land. Srila Prabhupada went to Metchal and spent some time there. Maybe in the future, our devotees and our guys will picnic. One picnic to Metchal. Nice house. So why Balaram Maharaj is teaching especially about Hare Krishna? Who can say? Why are you giving so much importance to this chanting of Hare Krishna? Can anyone give some explanation? Balaram Maharaj, he is giving so much importance to Hare Krishna mantra because he wants to introduce us, he wants to describe to us what activities are going on in the spiritual world. It's like Hiranyakashipu, very materialistic person, Balaram Maharaj, very spiritual person. So where do spiritual persons live? Where are spiritual persons supposed to live?
Ashram.
Yes, that is temporary. But after we leave this world,
heaven.
Wow. Okay. Actually, there is one place above heaven. You know that?
Oh.
No, above heaven. What is heaven called in Sanskrit?
Swarga.
Swarga. Very good. You said? Yeah, very good. Swargaloka. Swargaloka. But there is some place higher than Swargaloka. Very, very much higher than Swargaloka. What is that place called? The spiritual world. It is called Vaikuntha Loka. Write down Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. You must know about Vaikuntha. If you only know about Swarga, that is not so good. Swargaloka is in the material world, but Vaikuntha is in the spiritual world. Vaikuntha. V-A-I-K-U-N-T-H-A. Vaikuntha, Loka. What is the meaning of Loka?
World.
Actually, it means also planet. Vaikuntha, we say Vaikuntha Loka, many, many planets. And what is the meaning of Vaikuntha? What is the meaning of Vaikuntha? What is the meaning of Kunta? You write down Kunta. K-U-N-T-H-A, Kunta. Kunta means anxiety, headache. Anxiety. And Vaikuntha means no anxiety. That place where there is no anxiety, that is called Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us this chanting of Hare Krishna so that we can go back to Vaikuntha. Who lives in Vaikuntha?
Vishnu.
Actually, Vishnu lives in Vaikuntha, but in Vaikuntha many, many planets. Hundreds and millions and trillions of planets. Just like at night time, maybe from Hyderabad you cannot see, but if you go outside the city, night time, so many stars. When you look at night, you see stars moon, and so many, many planets. That is in the material world. But in the spiritual world, there's more planets. Many, many planets. And there's one special planet. One very special planet. Not in the material world. In the spiritual world, there is one special planet. What is the name of that special planet? Raise your hand. You have to raise your hand. If you know what is the name of that special planet. Yes. More loud. Earth. You are too caught up in the Earth planet. Venus. No. In the spiritual, Venus is still in the material world. Venus, you know that, Venus, actually, in the material world, there is one planet that we call Chandraloka. What is Chandraloka? Moon. Yes. Moon. But above the moon, so many other planets are there. Above all of those material planets, there are spiritual planets. See, try to understand. On one side, there is material world, material planet. Above this material world, there is the spiritual world, full of planets. And one very, very important planet. You must know what is that planet. No. That planet is called, actually there are two or three names, but the easiest name is called Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka, here it comes. Krishna Loka is most important planet in Vaikuntha. There's another name for that planet. It is also called Goloka. Goloka. G-O-L-O-K-A. Right down. Goloka. What is the meaning of Goloka? What is the meaning of Loka?
Yes.
Planet. Planet. And what is the meaning of Go? Cow. Goloka is Krishna's special planet in the spiritual world. It is full of cows. Goloka. We say Goloka Vrindavan. Where is Vrindavan? Vrindavan. Everyone knows about Vrindavan? Raise your hands. Those who know, where is Vrindavan? Those who don't know, raise your hand, those who don't know. Yes, Vrindavan is not far from Delhi. It's close to Delhi. Very special place. That Vrindavan, close to Delhi, is where Krishna came 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years ago, long time. Krishna, he came to this Vrindavan. But this Vrindavan is the same spiritual planet, the same spiritual world as in Vaikuntha Loka. So Prahlad Maharaj, he is a devotee of Krishna, means he knows about this planet called Goloka or Krishna Loka. And he is teaching his classmates, students, what is the process to go back to this Goloka? What is the process to go back to Goloka? Yes. Everyone put your hands up. Raise the ceiling. This is happening to the class to wake up everybody. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama. especially when our hands are like this, it means we want to go back to Goloka. Yes. What is the difference between Goloka and Swargaloka? Okay. Three more important words that you will learn this morning. In Goloka, Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, in the world of Vaikuntha, there are three special features, three special characteristics. Everyone who lives there, they have spiritual body. Everything in Goloka, even the microphone, they don't have microphone. But whatever is there, the trees, the rocks, the land, it is all conscious. It is Chintamani. It's like magic world, spiritual world, everything conscious. So the three words you write down, one is Sat, S-A-T, Sat, S-A-T. Just write down the three words underneath, and then I will give the explanation. Sat, second word underneath, Sat, you write Chit, C-I-T, Chit. And under Chit, under C-I-T, you write the third word, Ananda. Ananda, A-N-A-N-D-A, Ananda. So everything in Vaikuntha is Sat-Chit-Ananda. Sat means, you write down, eternal. Sat means eternal. E-T-E-R-N-A-L, eternal. And then Chit, second word, means, who knows, anyone? Chit means knowledge, full of knowledge. And I think the third one will be more easy.
Happy.
Without even asking the question, the answer is coming. And Ananda means happy. But not ordinary happy. Means always happy. Ananda. Param Ananda. Supreme happiness. So it means that in the spiritual world, our body in the spiritual world is having these three qualities. Our body in the spiritual world is Sat, eternal. Actually, it is Krishna's body. Krishna, one, many names, many words for Krishna. One nice word you can write down also. Krishna is known as Nava-Yovana. Nava-Yovana. What is the meaning of Nava? So many things to write down. Nava-Yovana. Nava-Yovana means eternally youthful, eternally young person. Krishna, he is an eternally youthful person. He never grows old. He is always in the age of about 16 years old. So everyone in the spiritual world has eternal youthful body. That is the meaning of Sat. And everyone in the spiritual world is Chit, full of knowledge. You don't have to sit down and take notes. Everyone now having to take notes. In the spiritual world, you don't have to take notes. Because you know everything. And Ananda means always happy. No pain, no headache, no toothache, no stomach ache, no accidents. So, Prabhupada's teaching his classmates that actually, inside this body we have. What is inside the body? Raise your hand. I mean, beside the heart and the liver and everything else. Beside the liver. What is it? Something very special inside all of your body.
Soul.
Yes. It is called Atma. Atma. You write another word, important. We have only 5 minutes. I will ask one or two questions. Another word you write is Atma Jnana. Atma Jnana. Atma Jnana. What is the meaning of soul knowledge? Yes. There's another word important, Atma Tattva. What is the meaning of Atma Tattva? Atma Tattva. Tattva means T-A-T-T-V-A. Atma Tattva. Atma Tattva means, Tattva means truth. Also means knowledge. Knowledge of the soul. So, this is very important. Now this body, our body is not sat. Anyone's body here sat? No, our body is not eternal, isn't it? After some time, this body will die. And we will get old, we will die. Sometimes we don't have a chance to get old, so we die. This body is not eternal, temporary. Also, this body is not chit, not full of knowledge. And this body always not always happy. So that is why it is very important to practice this chanting of Hare Krishna. It will help us to understand about our Atma. And very important, the more we practice what we are learning here, especially chanting Hare Krishna, you can keep in your mind. It's very good practice for the rest of your life. This is like one very special gift, one special treasure. This is like diamond. Diamond is very valuable. If somebody gives you diamond, it's great value. So more important, more value than diamond is actually this Atma Jnana, knowing about the soul. And this knowledge of the soul is called bhakti. What is the meaning of bhakti? Bhakti, actually, you can write down this very important word, bhakti. It's the last word I need to write. Bhakti. B-H-A-K-T-I. Bhakti. What is the meaning of bhakti? Devotion. Yes. So we say bhakti yoga. What is bhakti yoga? The yoga of devotion. Yeah. Means devotion to Krishna. So we chant Hare Krishna, asking Krishna to please engage me, please teach me about bhakti, about devotion. When we practice devotion, even when we are very young, then we can become happy and full of knowledge. So I would like to end our short class this morning by wishing all of you all success in your next 8 days and the summer camp. Try to be very attentive to our devotees who will be explaining and speaking about Pula Maharaj and many other interesting topics. It is only a few days that you will be here. Please take advantage of this nice summer camp. And then you can tell your friends also what you're learning here. This will be what is called asset. Asset means something of great value for you for the rest of your life. So you're all very attentive students. It looks like it will be a very successful summer camp. Our students are attentive. It means they will learn very quickly many wonderful things and connect with Krishna. So once again, thank you very much. I don't know what is going on. I have a break or something.
We'll take over.
So our Srivila Prabhu will now continue and he will let you know what is